Hey everyone, greetings and salutations. This is your host, Johnny Mota of AV Insider. As always, I have a special guest, but before bringing them onto the scene, I'd like to thank the sponsors as they keep this little show moving along in Northern California cloud. Today, as it's usually been, our sponsor is Ingram Micro, in case I hadn't mentioned that 1,000 times previously. Ingram Micro, the world's largest technology distributor delivering flexible multi-channel supply and chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can find out some of the solutions they have to offer to you as an integrator, as an installer, as a pro AV technician out in this wonderful world of integration. Today, I have Jeff Curtis, who is now currently the general manager and VP of Luxel, a LeGrand company. Jeff, thank you for taking the time to speak with me and enlightening the world on Luxel.
Thanks, Johnny. Happy to join you today.
Yeah, and you and I had spoke, let's say, about a month ago, right shortly after the acquisition of Luxel and of LeGrand out in Las Vegas, Nevada at Infocom, correct?
We did, huh?
And if you go, that show was actually, those shows rather, the one that you were on, was called The Trade Show Minute, which you can find on Rave Pubs. But we did a brief general overview about the company. So what I've asked today is that we can do a little more in-depth discussion than we could do in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, but before we even get into that, I ask of all my guests, I like to know more about the people behind the brand. Not that the brand isn't really the topic, because it is, but I like knowing about the people. So if you wouldn't mind, could you give us a quick overview how you got into the industry? Maybe this is your first job in AV or electronics ever.
Well, it's my first job in this particular industry. If you take a look at what we call the CDM market, which is a collection of companies that serve the professional installers that put professional AV gear typically into large residential homes, but they sometimes go into light commercial settings as well. Prior to joining Luxel, I was at two other startup companies, both ended in successful acquisitions. And prior to those two, I was with three larger companies. Probably the biggest and most well-known name would be Novell. Did 10 years there at Novell, went back in the heyday of Novell, and when they were growing the networking space with that. But I did the large company thing for a while and decided to start out on the entrepreneurial path and did three startups, this being the third of those. And we just recently ended, as you mentioned, with an acquisition by LeGrand a few months ago.
Yeah, and so far, I'm assuming things are gone smoothly. It's been, you know, a month and a half, maybe two now, something like that.
It has, and having been through a lot of acquisitions at Novell when I was there, and having been to two other startups and kind of going through that process, I've got to say LeGrand has done a really nice job in the acquisition process here. They acquire a lot of companies and have gotten pretty good at doing that. They look for companies that are profitable, well-run, and successful in their industries, and those are the type of companies I like to acquire. And to their credit, they take a hands-off approach and say, we bought you because you're successful. Don't want to screw it up. We're going to let you guys keep running the business, and we'll look at integration points along the way as they make sense. So to a large extent, they're letting us just continue to run the business, and we're slowly weaving into additional sales opportunities, product integration opportunities, and other things that make sense. But it's a very measured pace, and I've got to be honest, they've done a nice job from my perspective on that.
Okay, that's some good insights there. What I tell people, the name of the show is called AV Insider, but I like talking about controls and not only just AV because that's my background. I do automated systems for commercial and residential spaces. Any system used by anyone ever out there is reliable as that system is. It doesn't really mean much if it lives on a poor network. So, one of the main reasons I've asked you to be here and represent Luxel and LeGrand is because, well, these products live on a network, and Luxel creates that network. So, what I would like to know is, can you give us a general, what exactly is Luxel? What does Luxel offer? I mean, I'm talking networking, but obviously, is that the bread and butter of Luxel, networking products?
It really is. That's the core of what we do. It's a line of networking products that are designed really for that professional installer. And so what does that mean? Why would that be different than going buying a Cisco or Hewlett Packard or some other brand of networking product? It's different in the sense, one, we've designed it to be simple to install. If you look at most AV professionals, their professional skills are oftentimes defined around audiovisual products and being really good at putting in those kind of technology. As you mentioned, all that technology today is really reliant on an IP network. Rewind the clock 5 to 10 years ago, a lot of those systems were more analog-based systems. We walk through Best Buy today, you're hard-pressed to find any technology product that doesn't connect to the network. So the Internet of Things is the term we hear today. All of this stuff is running on an IP-based network, and same evolution our smartphones went through. If you go back 10 years ago on those, they were analog-based phones. They made that leap to digital, and with that, you get a host of new services that make these devices more useful, easier to manage and access and control. And so with all of the advent of IP-based devices on the control systems now, there's really a need for a solid network underneath that. And so the thing we've done is let professionals focus on the things that they focus on, which is the AV components, and we try to make the network really easy to install and set up so they're not spending an inordinate amount of time trying to become Cisco certified to put the network in.
Now, does LeGrand or Luxel offer any sort of training on its products to get some sort of certification?
We don't offer a formal certification program, but basic understanding of an IP network is critical to setting up and making sure you've got the right network in place. And although we really attempt to make it easier or simpler, there's still some basic knowledge you need to know to make that work. And so on Luxel.com, we have a series of training videos. There's five of them out there. A series you can go through. They run about an hour each, but they're really useful in terms of going through and getting the basic understanding of what you need to do to set up a network. In addition to the online training that you can get there, we conduct a series of actual live training events around the country. We typically will host those at one of our distribution partners. And so there is a calendar there of the upcoming events we're going to be at. Typically, we charge a few dollars to attend the training. I think the latest stuff I remember right is like $99 to attend, which you leave with one of our high-end wireless router products. And the value to the dealer, that's a $225 dealer cost product. So you walk away with far more in value than the cost of what you're going to attend for the training. And hopefully the training is far more valuable than that as well.
Knowledge is always key in this industry. Although sometimes you may have to pay for it, in the long run, it's worth educating and moving forward in a fast-paced, technology-driven world.
Absolutely.
Now, we talked about Luxel.com. So everyone listening currently, just to learn more, to kind of catch up to speed as we get through the show here, head over to Luxel.com, Luxul.com. That's Luxel.com. Look at some of these products they have, from their wireless options, router switches, PoE switches, IP-driven stuff. Again, I'll say it, the products in place in that we are doing AV control systems, all is now living on network. Jeff had said, 10 years ago, it wasn't really like that. There were things out there starting to do that and being more and more prevalent, but it wasn't a standard. It was more of, okay, this is coming, and we're giving the option. So back then, there were some ideas. Network still exists, but it wasn't everything lived on the network. And now, because it's almost impossible to find a device that doesn't have some sort of network connectivity, more bandwidth is taken up, more networking space needs to be provided in any space. So networking is what we're talking about today, and what we need to get through the idea of is any system in place needs to live on a robust network. The network goes down, your system means nothing. I don't care. Brand X has the best, name the business and they're solid. That's great. That's probably true. But without that network to back it up and for it to function, and the end result is the end user, which I'm not a fan of that term, but for the case I'm making, the end user is going to get mad at big brand X that has the best, we're the best in this space, but it doesn't work because the network is down. So we need to put in place a solid network for the devices that we are using every day in our lives, whether that's at home, at work, day-to-day lives, our network needs to be rock solid. So that's why we're here with Luxel today. Again, head over to Luxel.com and Now, you guys offer, again, we're talking about networking. So you have wireless solutions, you have hardwired switches, routers, PoE. Lots of things are now being powered over Ethernet, which I prefer, because the less and less power bricks I have to have wired somewhere interfering with low voltage product is better, in my opinion. It's less space taken, and well, if it's all on the network, that's more for the integrator. Hey, these panels, you know, are PoE. Let's put a PoE switch in somewhere, and let's get the network in there. If we weren't already doing networking, because maybe someone else was, we can maybe spec a PoE switch or something like that, or put on the rack. So you guys actually have a lot of awesome products. I've used some where I am at in Northern California, trying to push them into other states currently. But let's talk a little bit about the way Luxol gets out there. You're a LeGrand company, so I would assume you have direct dealer and you may have some distribution. Is that correct?
Well, we today don't do direct to dealer at all. We are 100% sell through distribution. There may be a time where we introduce a direct to dealer program. We certainly get a lot of interest in that. We'll probably at some point along the way introduce a direct to dealer program for a select few dealers where it makes sense. We have some very large dealers in the industry who would like to do business with Luxol, but have been clear that really they're only going to work directly on a direct program and not through distribution. So we're going to probably make some exception for some dealers in a few markets that make sense for us. But for the most part, we sell through distribution. So we have a broad array of distribution partners we work with. Most of them are very knowledgeable on the product, can help with helping to spec in and provide the right kind of gear. They're locally in your markets, so gear can be picked up same day. Most of them do a great job of keeping inventory in stock, so it's a quick way to access the products, get some local help and understanding, and from a pricing standpoint, probably no real advantage. You're probably just get as good a pricing as your local distributors anywhere.
Okay, so let's say I were to call up a local distributor, and I was looking to get a little wireless functionality in outdoor space. I'm doing some outdoor 70-volt audio systems that require me access to hop on my phone, my smartphone, my tablet, whatever it is, and I need to boost a signal outdoor. Mm-hmm. I use a couple of those things, and let's say I'm having some technical issues because maybe I'm not up to speed on how connectivity works, and my local distributor doesn't have the right answer, maybe is what I need to say. Mm-hmm. Maybe doesn't have the right answer. Is there a number for tech support that I can call, or anyone experiencing issues with anything on Luxol that isn't direct to the distributor that they purchased from?
Yeah, so absolutely. We have a number of angles for you to get support. Obviously, we have a number you can dial direct for support. In the U.S., that's 801-822-5450, option 3 on the voice system. That'll take you direct into our support line. We work really hard to try and keep our support queues down. We know time's money for installers. Average support times are kind of in a 5 to 10 minute window. So if you're not online too long, sometimes in peak days, peak hours, it runs longer than that. And sometimes you get right in a few minutes. But they can certainly dial that number to get to that. We also have an online live chat that you can do, or you can always email us as well. So no cost for support when you buy a Luxol product. Comes with free lifetime support. You can always call in. And to be honest, we end up doing a lot of assisting with network. There really isn't a Luxol problem. Oftentimes it's other components on the network. But we want to make sure that the installer's happy with getting the products in and making sure they work successful.
Let's go back a second and talk about distribution. Some companies out there have distribution, but at the same time, they have an online distribution, so pricing is put out there by everyone, and that makes it hard for an installer to make any margins on it. So with that in mind, is that something that Luxol does as well? Is there an online market of distribution products, or do you go to your local supplier?
Right. So for us, if your distributor, for example, ADI or many of our other distributors, will have an online store. That's where you would buy the products, but it would be through a distributor. So we do not market or sell our products online. And we do that for the very reason that these products are designed to build only for the professional installer. so they're not available to consumers, shouldn't be purchased. Now, having said that, if you were to go to Amazon right now and look for Luxol, there would probably be some products that come up. Most of those are end of life. I think I checked out this week, and there are a couple of active products. We have one of our inside sales guys weekly go out and police that.
Yeah.
We send an email message asking them to remove the products. We're usually pretty good at that, but this is a little bit of a whack-a-mole game.
Yeah.
But we police that tightly to try and keep that offline, and between eBay and Amazon, occasionally we'll have something sneak up there, but we do a pretty good job of kind of keeping that tone down.
I gotcha.
And the goal behind that is to make sure that, again, these are products designed to be installed by professionals. They do require some training and understanding, and it doesn't help our professional installers when the prices are eroded out there. It cuts into their margins. It doesn't help us as a company, because these are sold to the wrong people. We end up supporting consumers, and that's not the role and position we want to be in.
Well, the main reason that I have problems with that, because so you mentioned Amazon. I'll create a bid. And I'm not hiding numbers. I'm not, you know, saying a lot pricing or budgets. It's making it very clear. That's just one method I go to and say, you know, here's what we're doing. Here's room by room. Here's what I'm using. And these are the reasons why I believe in these brands. And maybe that's the wrong method. Everyone does their own way of doing it. But a lot of times I've basically just created an online Amazon or wherever.com shopping list. And that's exactly what happens. And a lot of times they'll go, oh, I just purchased it all myself, and you know, I want you to install it or whatever. And depending on where those came from, I'm just going to say that's fine, but I'm not going to warranty any of that. So you'll have to go to Amazon and have it warrantied or serviced, or when it doesn't work, you know, that's extra. And that's one of the reasons that I ask about online, because a lot of people do police it a lot. You know, you can't really get everything. People are going to do what they're going to do and try and resell wherever to make a buck. And I get it. In some cases, it's tough because you can get everything at Amazon. That's totally fine. But in the case of what, you know, Luxol or Legrand, a large company like that offers, it is very much a custom install market. It's an integrator's market. It's not just a, you know, here's something I bought at big box store and I plugged in, it's done. It's a bit more complex than just plugging it in and working. I mean, in some cases, sure, plug it in, it works. But in terms of networking, that's not really the way things work.
Yeah, and that backs our policy as well. We have a written policy on our website that states if you purchase this product online, it comes without warranty. We won't warranty the product or guarantee anything with that. So is it still going to work? It might. But again, knowing exactly the reasons why really we try and keep it offline is that we want professional installers to be putting the products in. They've got to do that at their time and expense. They certainly have earned the right to make a margin, make money on doing that. And so it's an effort to try and make sure that our partners stay healthy financially in terms of supporting the Luxol line and putting it in. And quite frankly, it's to make sure that the consumers or end users or homeowners, however you want to position that, they end up with the product installed correctly and are ultimately happy with the end result as well.
And I think that's the end result that everybody wants, is they want something that's going to work, something that's reliable. And of course, when something goes wrong, that can be warrantied as long as it's within the manufacturer's stated warranty provisions or you know, lifeline. The next thing is... Now that Luxol is a part of Legrand, is there anything that you are excited about other than kind of being a part of a larger entity that's not just here stateside, that's European, everywhere, kind of worldwide, I would say? And you know, coming from an acquisition side from other startups, is there anything that you, I think now that you're a part of Legrand or the company, and seeing this at other companies, are you excited about or... maybe trying to push forward, I guess. I mean, do you have any insights coming from other startups being acquired by other brands?
I certainly do. I mean, being part of the greater Legrand companies, a lot of companies within there, so it's really kind of fun to go in and explore opportunities and business ideas. Back in a meeting a few weeks ago, and a group from Pass and Seymour, another company within Legrand, they're making do a lot with outdoor power, and so they've got designed for commercial settings, a place where you can go outdoors. There's a power station that would be, for example, out at a restaurant. It may provide outdoor lighting at night, but it also lets you plug in smart devices and power those up while you're there. One of the things that they find is if I'm going to be out there, and this is a power station I'm putting in outside and outdoors, one of the biggest requests have been, hey, it'd be great if we could also include wireless connectivity outdoors. Mm-hmm. So again, not a business that they're in. They're in the business of providing that power connectivity outdoors with a station for that. But it's a nice tie-in with Luxville. So we're already talking about integrating some of our outdoor wireless access points into their products so they could offer that as an add-on solution. So those kind of opportunities start to bubble up and places where our products tend to overlap within some of the other LeGrand products.
That's what I was kind of alluding to. I had a scenario today where I myself am a Middle Atlantic dealer, which is another LeGrand company. Mm-hmm. Pass and Seymour, OnQ, Q Motion, Adorn, Nouveau,
Vantage.
Vantage.
A bunch of them. You're getting them all. Yep.
I'm all those, but I'm not wire mold. I do have the need for wire mold products often. And the good thing, and so I, like most LeGrand companies, you have to have a dealer account for most individual companies within LeGrand. And in this case, I don't have a wire mold direct dealer account. However, via Middle Atlantic, I can acquire some of the wire mold products within Middle Atlantic, which is nice. So, well, like what you just mentioned, if I was doing an outdoor power scenario, it would be nice to get some of the wireless options as well as like an add-on. Or, you know, if you're doing this, you know, you might come across a scenario and we have an option that we kind of grab from our sister company, Luxel, or mm-hmm. Brother, or however. It's all under the umbrella corporation of LeGrand, which I think is nice. More and more companies, I think, are doing this, and as the quote-unquote Internet of Things broadens and moves forward, companies are starting to acquire other brands for the very same reasoning. Not to be... The term I think I hear some people say is a conglomerate or a monopoly, if you will. I think it's, in my opinion, more of a better, well-rounded company that offers solutions because of the same reasons you just mentioned. Maybe that's not my specific business model of what I'm doing here, but in this one case, every now and again, I have the need for that, and I can get that through the use of this company because they have all these sub-companies within the parent company. I have the ability to be robust and get certain things and get them when I need them from a reliable brand name, which I think is very useful and handy, especially if I don't have a direct account with, let's say, Luxel in this case, but I do have it with LeGrand that might source some parts and pieces from Luxel.
Yeah, it really does create some great opportunities for that. It's interesting you mentioned Mid-Atlantic products and some of the things that they do. And LeGrand does a nice job of being able to do an intercompany transfer of any of the products and services to any of the sister companies so that if you've got a potential market that's not being served by that company today, it's in a different space, different arena, then you can certainly arrange with the other sister company to take their products and services. You work on getting the pricing right so you don't mess up the pricing model or mess up any of their markets.
Right.
But lets you serve those broader markets. And as you mentioned, wire mold products or some of the cabofil products or others that you might need might be available. And so we're actually talking to Middle Atlantic Products as they serve a more of a commercial market that we don't serve today. They sell direct to dealers in a market that we're not in. And they believe it's a great opportunity to introduce some of Luxel's products into those markets. Those are things we're exploring and ideas we're kicking around and talking to other companies within LeGrand on how we might go to market in new spaces where we're not today. And that's part of the leverage of being part of that big company.
I could see that in some of their hidden compartment accessories and things like that. We're building them into walls and you get into a commercial space and I need to put an access point somewhere. Well, I have housings for it, or obviously you don't want to cover it. But in certain cases, I have seen that from other brands. Where they have compartments that unlatch and then you have an access point inside of that because whoever just didn't want to see that on the ceiling or wherever.
Right.
Before I come back to my next question, I should mention Ingram Micro again, the world's largest technology distributor delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. Head over to Ingram Micro. Don't mention my name because it's probably better off that you don't. They may or may not like me. That's another story from another podcast. Ugh. But head over to Ingram Micro either way, ingrammicro.com. And my next question was going to be, we talked about Cydia. And for those of those listening out there aren't familiar with Cydia, It's coming soon. It's one of my favorite shows as an integrator myself. CEDIA is an acronym for Custom Electronic Design Installation Association. That was a mouthful that I said, and sometimes I hopefully get it right all the time, but I don't because I'm human. Next month in September, or depending on when you hear this, later on this month in September, CEDIA 2016, this year's model, Think Big. It's going to be at from September 13th through 17th in Dallas, Texas. And I assume Luxol is going to be there, correct, Jeff?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have a booth. Yep.
Cool. Do you happen to know what booth number that is off the top of your head? Ready, go.
Man, I don't. I don't. Sorry.
That's
I
okay.
should have that memorized.
I like putting people on the spot. Some people are better than me, and they just know. I'm like, oh, I didn't see that coming. But that's okay. You will be at CDS, so just look for, well, do you think, will you be a part of like the larger Legrand booth or be a separate Luxol booth?
Separate Luxel booth. Booth number is 4728.
Look at
And
that. You did have it.
do have that, so absolutely.
Booth number 4728 at CEDIA this year, Dallas, Texas, September 13th through 17th. Go and check out Luxol. They are their own booth. Will you be there?
I will definitely be there. Absolutely. We're taking a pretty good crew out from Luxel, probably be 18 to 20 folks out there from the Luxel. It's a busy booth, busy time. We end up talking with a lot of dealers, so it's an exciting show for us. We are going to be, I think, just across the aisle from Legrand. Interesting, when the booth spaces were selected last year, that there certainly wasn't any conversations around acquisition, but it just happens to turn out we're right across the aisle, so it'll work out real well that way.
Nice. I will try and make my way over there and come say hi. I actually want to see some products. Will you have anything new to show at CEDIA? I understand that you're part of a larger company, so maybe you can't say online. So if yes, blink once. If not, blink twice. Does that work on
Yeah,
auto podcasts?
I'll give you a little teaser to what we have going on this year. We'll be announcing, and I don't think the larger Legrand folks will get upset. My marketing guys might if I'm leaking anything early, but
Uh-oh.
I'll deal with them later, so
Darn
it's not a
marketing
problem.
folks.
We'll be introducing a number of things. We have an exciting partnership we'll be announcing with Domotes this year, and it's an interesting category. As you take a look at the evolution of some of the things with networking, what's becoming increasingly more important is the care and management of the network. After the installer puts this in, you walk away. You'd love to have this thing run forever, but things don't. They need to be adjusted. Things need to be tuned up. There's always an issue or concern, and so that ongoing management of the network becomes increasingly important. So if you're offsite, you get a call from the homeowner, something's gone down. How do you fix that? Well, you roll a truck out there, but that remote management capability is really critical, and the ability to do that from any place, anytime, is becoming increasingly more important. And so we've got a partnership with Domus. We have a partnership today with Ahiji where you can do this. They've got a tool that you do that, and it'd
The
be a new,
connecting ninja?
yep.
Okay.
Ninja, yep, great tool for that. And it's very predominant within the CE Pro 100. I think Ahiji's by far the biggest player in that space. And I would encourage everybody to come by, take a look at what we do with Ahiji today, and also check out this new service from Domo. It's a really cool product and a cool tool for doing that. Cost points are very effective. I think Ahiji does a nice job, but it's a little bit of the higher end of the market, and it's a great product for what it does too. But I think the Domotes will have a lot of attraction from a price standpoint and its capabilities. So, new partnership with them, and we'll have some show promotions and things we have going on, and a couple of announcements around that.
If you could spell that company that you're partnering with, a Domo or Domo?
Domotes, Domotz.
Domotz.
Correct.
Domotes. I'm just doing a quick little Google search. Clickety clack, clickety clack. Domotes.com, networking monitoring and remote tech support systems. So this is something, one of the things that you will be announcing at CEDIA, correct?
It is.
Okay.
So Domotes will be there in the booth with us. We'll be doing demonstrations of the product, giving people a hands-on feel for what it can do, and talking about a promotion with the Luxel line of products with that. So I think you find that really exciting. If remote management's an important component, which increasingly a lot of dealers looking to that. Very cool. I can reset devices remotely. I can connect into the network. If I need to jump on the Luxel router and put in a port forwarding rule or do any of those kind of things, you can do that virtually from your smartphone anywhere. And very, very cool. I've been running in my house now for over a month, and just very pleased with the capabilities of the product. So very exciting piece that we'll be adding to the Luxel
So Domotes, again, I should just give them a quick little shout out. Head over to Domotes.com, domotz.com. Again, that's going to be domotz.com. Check them out, and then head over to the booth number Jeff so graciously gave us, and I've already forgotten because I have a short attention span, probably from all the AV install zaps that I've gotten, line voltage stuff here and there.
4728.
There it is. Booth number 4728 at CEDIA, the 13th through the 17th of September. They will be announcing a partnership with Domotz. Again, that's at domotz.com or Lexel.com, and or both. I'd say go to both just for fun so that you know what to expect and what you're going to ask Jeff personally when you get to CEDIA in his booth and say, well, Johnny said, I expected to see this. Please show me.
Here we go. Probably the other thing we'll be announcing is we've got two new wireless routers that we'll be introducing at the show. These are upgrades to our existing products. So there'll be a step up in terms of speed and performance, which is always good. Pricing's remaining about the same, maybe just a little bit of an increase in price. But what's really cool is we're taking our wireless controller technology, and I'll come back and talk a little about that in a sec. We're taking that and we're embedding that into that wireless router. So this will be the only wireless router on the market today that has a wireless controller built in, allowing you to take the wireless router, add two additional access points to that system, and create a seamless roaming experience inside any given location. So for some jobs, we think that's going to be a great fit for smaller entry-level positions. And we've obviously got our full rack line of products, which are used by most installers today. But if you're using a wireless router product, it's going to be a cool piece of new technology we'll be introducing. Those not familiar with a wireless controller, it solves a problem that's out there today with wireless technology. And anytime you're in a house or any given location where one access point won't cover the full space, you need to add a second access point. And as soon as you do that, you create a roaming problem. And what happens is when you walk into the home, your smart device is going to connect to the first access point it sees with the best signal. And typically, it'll stay connected to that access point until it can no longer hang on. And for Apple products and a lot of others, they're right down to their dying breath before they'll release that connection and go search for a better access point. Even if you're standing right underneath one, it's not going to move until it's ready. So our wireless controller allows that that to happen seamlessly. Keeps an eye on that client device. At some point, it says you're better off on the access point in the basement than the one upstairs, and it'll move you off the one upstairs, not the one in the basement, and do that well before you run out of data. So that's some proprietary technology that we have that will be embedded in the new wireless controller. So
cool.
Be a very cool product.
Yeah, and that's something you'll be showing at CD as well?
Yeah, we'll have that product out and be talking to that at the show as well.
Lots of teasers today on AV Insider, everybody. Again, 4760-something-something?
4728.
I'm so wrong. I keep saying it. 4728. I'm writing it down. You can hear me scratching on this piece of paper. 4728, booth number at CEDIA. Sorry, just want to make sure everyone can hear me scratching on that paper. Booth number 4728. Go to Luxel's booth. Check out all these things you've heard today on AV Insider first. Tell them Johnny said hi. Well, maybe ask to see it first. Maybe don't mention my name, depending on how the rest of the show goes. But definitely go say hi to Jeff. Now, normally I do this in the beginning of the show, but maybe you can give me a quick overview, and maybe you don't have the whole story, but how did Luxel even become to be? Where was Luxel born? How did this company even arise to what we are today?
A little bit of a twist and turn. So the company was actually originally founded in May of 2000. So the company's been around quite a while. And it started out as an ISP, and the original founders, which predate me by probably about 8 years, had started out with the idea of creating an ISP service. And so they developed some signal boosting technology so they could boost a wireless signal longer distances. And they also developed some unique antenna technology. Wasn't something they invented from the ground up, but they took advantage of it called circular polarization. Sends the signal out in a corkscrew fashion. So if you look at the Luxel logo, that's the origin of the Luxel logo, is that corkscrew fashion for a circular polarized antenna. We still use that technology, by the way, in our outdoor access points today, but it's pretty well limited to that. Anyway, these guys started this up as an ISP. Early on, they began selling the signal boosters and antenna technology outside of that industry and found they're making more money on products than services and morphed the company into a product company. and stumbled along for a number of years doing that. Being an investor-backed company, at some point the investor's a little bit nervous when you're not profitable. And about 8 years in, former company I was with was in the same portfolio family. We finished the acquisition of that company. I was asked to come over and take a look at Luxel and join the company. And at that time, taking a look at what we had and talking with the sales team and a few others, they indicated, look, there's this group called Cedia. They're looking for better wireless technology. Maybe our boosters could fit in there. So we jumped on a plane and went to Cedia. I'd never heard of it before. Wasn't even familiar with the industry. Grabbed a 10 by 10 booth, started talking to dealers. We found there was a high interest in better wireless connectivity for the home market. So we came back from the show, circled the management team, and began to lay out a plan for providing better networking for that market. And that's really where we got our start.
That's a good story. And here you are today, a part of a brand of LeGrand. Look at you now, right?
Yep. Yep.
Now, is there anything that we haven't really talked about that we should definitely mention about Luxel?
Well, again, I think for the guys installing the gear, what we try and view is really critical for us. At the end of the day, it is standard IP networking. So a product you can make money on. We think that's important. We really want to strive to do that.
Oh, Jeff, I think I lost you to the matrix there, sir. I think what happened is that basically...
The best technical support on the product.
Hey, Jeff, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I think we had a glitch in the matrix. I just saw two cats, so there's definitely something going on there. Rewind about to the beginning of that entire sentence. I apologize.
No problem. So making margin on the product is important. So a protected product in the industry, good technical support, free for the life of the product, so you can come in anytime. And then it's really a focus on trying to make the products as simple as we can. Simple to set up, simple to install, and simple to maintain.
Simple to set up and simple to maintain. Well, how am I going to make $1,000 margins on thing and be like smoke and mirrors? Everything's so expensive and it's so hard. And I'm just kidding.
You still make all the margins. Just charge kidding. For it, but don't you don't have to spend a lot of time.
I'm just kidding, man. I deal with people that I think that like to pretend that things are harder than they have to be. And hearing that from a company as big as now LeGrand is actually rather refreshing, because while things can be hard, things can also be simple and still be as robust as they need to be, which is great. It's a breath of fresh air, really.
Yep, that's our goal and focus, is to try and make it there. And again, sometimes it does get complex, but we've got some great technical support guys. Get on the phone with them. We'll spend whatever time's needed. We've also got our inside sales team, by the way, that can help out with speccing and projects. So if you're new to networking, give them a call. You can send them a map of an outdoor project you're laying out, or a layout of a home, and you can certainly lean on them for design expertise on the right products to put in that that particular project.
Cool. Where is Luxel based out of?
We're based out of Draper, Utah, Salt Lake, Utah.
Utah, cool. Let's see, you got Vantage is there, another LeGrand company, but they are, where are they? Orem, I think they're out of Orem. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Johnny with AV Insider. We had another little gremlin or glitch in the matrix, if you will, and or this personal cloud that I keep all my personal data had turned gray and I lost some connectivity. Had I had a better network like Luxel, maybe I wouldn't have that problem. Maybe that'll be the next episode. Anyway, so anyone out there interested on becoming more fluent with Luxel products and or LeGrand, specifically Luxel, what's the best place that they can reach out and find out more, Jeff?
Yeah, you can always send an email to sales@luxel.com. And again, you go to luxel.com for a lot of information on the products and technologies that we offer. There's training out there available. And if you just want to go take the training to become more familiar with networking and what it does, great place to start. And you reach out to sales@luxel.com if you'd like some more information on becoming a dealer or learning more about it.
Cool. Everyone out there who wants to learn more in a social manner, because perhaps you prefer reaching out via, I don't know, Facebook, you can head over to facebook.com/LuxelCorp, LuxelCorp. Maybe you like your news in 140 characters or less. I don't know. That's just me. It's going to be at Luxor Corp on the Twitters. Google Plus, you can find them there as well. They're on LinkedIn. And then there's some good videos if you're more of a visual person and you want some how-to videos and things like that. YouTube.com/user/LuxorCorp. If you want to reach out to me and you got questions about the show, you want to send me hate mail, that goes to my assistant. I'll give you her email on a different show. And or you want to reach out to me personally, it's Johnny, JohnnyMota, the number 3. That's JohnnyMota3@gmail.com. And should Twitter still exist tomorrow and you want to, I don't know, just hear my random thoughts, stuff, and things on that, should it still exist tomorrow, it's at JMota3, JMota, the number 3. It's the same on Instagram. You can find me on Google Plus, Friendster, MySpace, something else. I don't even, whatever you want. I'm sure I'm there somewhere, right? I don't know. It's more of the email. It's reach out, say hi. You want to be a guest. You want to talk technology. I would love to hear any and all that stuff. Just don't send any spam unless it's pre-cooked because I don't like it uncooked, and that's how I like my spam. Jeff, I'd love to have you back more. I'm definitely going to come visit you at Cedia next month at booth 4728 in Dallas, Texas. After that, progressing through the year, perhaps the first part of next year after CES or something like that, I'd love to have you back and learn more. Or if you want to bring some more friends from the company to talk about networking, I'd love to have you back.
Love to join you again. We've got some new things we'll be introducing the first part of the year too, and a couple exciting things we'll be introducing probably at CD. They should be out the first part of the year, and we can talk a little bit more then.
Sounds great. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. Jeff, thank you so much for your time and knowledge. It's always greatly appreciated. We will catch you on the next show. Everyone, this has been AV Insider.